The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
So we do not see, because of what I just laid out, we do not see a recession or a pre-recession. We see a strong economy, and it's because of the work that this president has done.
So today, I applaud China for stepping up, excuse me, I applaud Canada. You can tell what I'm thinking.
Has ByteDance spied on American citizens?
I don't think that spying is the right way to describe it.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll free, let me give you the number. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Looks like Alvin Bragg's grand jury is going to be on hiatus for about a month as it relates to all things Donald Trump. What is going on here, really? We'll check in with our legal team. Greg Jarrett, David Schoen will join us today. How is it America unilaterally disarmed with the lifeblood of the world's economy? Well, we're going to check in with the president of the U.S. oil and gas industry and maybe get an answer to that. And I'm not giving up, by the way, on my ideas to keep every child in school safe, because there is an answer that's a little bit deeper than the knee-jerk reaction we get from liberals as it relates to our Second Amendment rights. That's what we hear all the time. But yes, it would involve metal detectors, cameras, armed, undercover, retired military police, and we can protect every child in school the way we protect our politicians and the way Hollywood stars are protected. Anyway, so we got a lot of ground. There are more stories today. I came about transgenderism, about, you know, drag queen story hours for kids, and the insane things that people are saying. I'll get to that, I promise, in the course of today's show also. But thank you for being with us. We got ourselves a little problem here. I played for you last week. Tony Blinken went before a Senate committee, and he acknowledged that in spite of Joe Biden's promise not to leave Americans behind in Afghanistan, when he was talking to George Stephanopoulos, I played this last week, I won't play it again, that, in fact, he did abandon people in Afghanistan. We knew it at the time. And now he took it a step further. He acknowledged that some of them are hostages. Well, we got a hostage crisis. Joe Biden's hostage crisis. Now we have a crisis that has gotten even worse. Now, if you thought the spy balloon was bad and you thought taking out one of our drones by Russia was bad, well, now we have in that Russia is now detaining a Wall Street Journal reporter accusing him of espionage. Russian authorities announced that they had detained journalist Evan Gershkovich, Wall Street Journal correspondent. He's based in Moscow, accusing him of espionage. Joe Biden has not one but two hostage crises going on, and the mob and the media, they seem to ignore them all. They never once talked about Joe Biden's disastrous pullout from Afghanistan. How did that happen? The previous 18 months under Donald Trump, not a single American died. Donald Trump has described to me in a number of interviews exactly what he told the head of the Taliban prior to even discussing the potential withdrawal of U.S. troops, including telling this the head of the Taliban that he knew exactly where he was at exactly the moment they were having that conversation, which I'm sure sent a very clear message. We can take your ass out anytime we want. This is where, you know, a lot of people wondering what's going to happen in 2024. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. But I have a funny feeling if things keep evolving in terms of this new axis of evil, as I call it, and that would be China, Russia, Iran. Now they've included Saudi Arabia. China brokering deals with the Saudis and the Iranians. Now brokering another deal between the Saudis and Syria. Now trying to get this sphere of influence in Latin America, all in anticipation of the complete takeover of Taiwan. I mean, they threatened Kevin McCarthy if he would meet in California with the Taiwanese president this week when he's in town. Excuse me, somebody needs to tell President Xi in China that they can basically eat Adam Schiff, because it's not happening. You don't lecture us. Just like we need to tell Putin we're allowed in international waterways and international airspace. Those messages haven't been sent yet. So nothing happened with the balloon incident. Nothing happened with the drone incident. So now we have a hostage crisis where a Wall Street Journal reporter is being detained. And I have I'm very confident that this is Vladimir Putin flexing his muscles and in trying to intimidate the United States. And here's the sad part. Joe Biden is likely to do nothing. And here's my other prediction, that when China, if I'm right, follows through on their territorial ambitions and takes Taiwan, my prediction is your president, Joe Biden, will do nothing. Now, why didn't these things happen in the Trump years? I'll give you my best guess, my best analysis. It's very simple. I think that there was a certain fear factor that Donald Trump, in their minds, was crazy enough that he might just do it. You know what? Fear is a good motivator. The threat has to be real. It has to be believed. The strength has to be real, and it has to be believed for it to be effective. Now we've got a hostage crisis. Now Americans, instead of Joe doing anything and trying hard to save the life and get this guy out of prison, I mean, what was Brittany's name, last name? Brittany Griner, the WNBA star. Thank God we got her home. By the way, we were advocating for that for a long time. And what? Vladimir Putin rolled Joe Biden, got the best deal imaginable. Because I don't think what Brittany Griner did, I don't think it was smart, but I don't think it was not a federal offense. It should have been, 5 days in jail, you have to go back home to America. An overwhelming majority of you, the American people, favor, rightly so, according to Trafalgar in their poll, that's Robert Cahaley's poll, economic disengagement from China. I think that's a great idea. The time has come. They have now, you know, remember the 9/11 Commission report. They declared war on us. We didn't, you know, they were at war with us. We were not at war with them. China is now as aggressive and hostile towards us as they ever have been. How dare they tell our Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, that on American soil, that what, there's going to be repercussions if in fact he meets with our allies president, Taiwan's president? Sorry, China, you don't get to tell us that. And the single best way we get our strength back is to get rid of any and all dependence on anything coming from China. And the next thing you need to do, now I know this is difficult for the Biden family in particular, because I know Joe is likely thinking about his son Hunter and future family business deals with the communist Chinese. So I don't know what extent that's a factor. That's why we do need answers. How much money in business did the Biden and Biden family and Hunter and Jim and Joe and I guess now Haley, how much business did they do with the communist Chinese? How much money did they profit? How much money did they make? We need to know. You know, but this is now, for me, I'm looking at this as DEFCON 2 or 3. There is now an aggressive move and a new world order. It was not an accident when Xi and Putin met last week and they said, oh, we have an opportunity we haven't had in 100 years. Xi to Putin, my friend, Vladimir. The guy is evil. How do we know he's evil? He's been targeting civilians in Ukraine left, right, and sideways. By the way, that does not excuse Europe from dereliction of duty and being missing in action as it comes to the issue of Ukraine. You know, and I would stop all American funding right now and tell every European nation, this percentage of your GDP must be sent to Ukraine before we send another penny. That's your continent. That's your backyard. You need to ante up. The U.S. is not bearing the brunt of financing this war completely. The second thing that has to happen is Joe Biden's got to take off the handcuffs and let Zelensky fight the war to win the war and stop Poland. Poland wanted to give 30 MiGs to Zelensky. Joe Biden vetoed that. That was a bad call. That means they're not trying to win the war. They're, you know, at best fighting for a tie. General Milley saying, yeah, it doesn't look like Ukraine has any chance militarily to win the war. If Europe doesn't have a sense of urgency about Putin's invasion of Ukraine, then that then becomes their problem. America has done its part. The Ukrainian, by the way, people, in fairness to the people, you know, I'm not sure I trust the people around Zelensky very much. I think there's been a lot of, you know, stealing going on, and that's even a number of people have been fired as a result of this. By the way, Russia's forced transfer of Ukrainian children is a crime against humanity. That's a sad story I got from somebody. And yet, what are we worried about with our military? You know, our defense secretary saying he has zero regrets on Afghanistan and admits no one's been held accountable. You know, no answer from the defense secretary. I played it yesterday when Matt Gaetz grilled him over, what was it, drag queen story hour on military bases, and how every single government agency in some way is allocating funds for this Green New Deal climate alarmist religious cult agenda. That's not what our military needs to be about. No wonder recruitment is down. I wouldn't want to serve in that military. If you want a military, you have to have the meanest, toughest warriors on earth, and you got to give them the best, most technologically advanced weapons of warfare available. Now, for the last 10 years, China's been building up their arsenal. For the last 10 years, they've been building up a massive arsenal. It wasn't an accident this week that President Xi mentioned he's preparing China for war. Who do you think he's planning to go to war with? I think in the end, he wants to be the most dominant nation on the face of the earth, and America, having abdicated its role as the leader in the free world, there's now an opportunity as a result of Joe Biden's weakness. That is sad to say. And Putin now is building up his own alliances. You know, he has plenty of time to go after our number one ally in the Middle East, Israel, and interfere in Israeli politics. And, you know, doesn't have time to invite Prime Minister Netanyahu over. You know, Ted Cruz slamming Biden for shunning the Israeli prime minister. A prime minister rejecting Biden's lecture that he walk away from a judicial overhaul. Joe, why don't you worry about the fact that two-thirds of your country right now are living paycheck to paycheck? As I told you yesterday, President Xi told China's parliament he is preparing for war. War against who? Cabinet official. We had one Biden interior secretary admitting Biden's climate change agenda is helping China. At least Republicans are trying to get away this classification stupidity, which is that the Paris Climate Accords, for example, recognizes China as a developing nation. Same with India. Are you kidding me? Now we have Vladimir Putin announcing that he's going to deploy tactical nukes in Belarus. You know how dangerous this is for Europe? Europe, wake up. Hello, pay your fair share. Better take it seriously. Biden's Pentagon can't afford to buy enough weapons and equipment. They're spending, hundreds of millions of dollars, this was on justthenews.com, on diversity programs. $500 million. A recent Department of Defense controller's budget reports nearly $500 million in fiscal year 2023 will be spent on enhancing diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility programs and addressing extremism in the ranks. If you have extremism in the ranks, throw their ass out of the military. There's the answer. We don't have to investigate it, and it's absolutely free. Won't cost you a penny. It's not that hard. China threatening retaliation because Kevin McCarthy in California will meet Taiwan's president, our allies' president? No, we're not going to be lectured by the communist Chinese, although we will continue to be if this guy, as long as he's president. You know, veterans blaming Biden's focus on woke priorities, low recruitment numbers. Biden's Pentagon pumped $114 million into diversity, equity, inclusion programs in the last year. China spent $240 billion rescuing Belt and Road countries to save its own banks. We can defeat them. National security threat. This is the Gatestone Institute. Another Latin American country chooses China. North Korea is launching new weapons that can cause a radioactive tsunami underground. Are you guys listening? The world is literally melting in front of us. We're at DEFCON 3. I am telling you, this is not going to end well. Then go back to my original point. Will this impact the 2024 election? You're damn right it will. And the real events that will ultimately determine where this country's future heads and where it lies is going to be the state of the economy and the state of the world. Peace, prosperity, drive elections. It's that simple.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a lot of ground to cover here today. All right, it looks like Alvin Bragg is taking a month's hiatus. I know they brought in, David Pecker, who used to run the National Enquirer. That's more about the McDougal case than the Stormy Daniels case. What that means, it's anybody's guess. Taking a month reprieve. That's anybody's guess. Is there concern that the case is weak? Is there conflict inside the Manhattan DA's office? All indications are that, in fact, that's happening. But you know what? I'm not there. I don't know. I'm only reporting to you what I read from different news sources. That's my job. Quick break, right back. And your calls, 800-941-SHAWN. You know, it's all the talk this week about gun control after what happened in Nashville. All the talk, all the politicizing. Now, you know, Democrats, they can't politicize what's happening in Chicago. This is a liberal city, liberal state, run by liberal Democrats for decades. But every weekend we can predict with a high degree of certainty how many people will get shot, how many people will get shot and killed, and they do nothing. Scrolling names of that you've never heard of before, victims of Chicago violence. Gianno Caldwell, my friend, my colleague at Fox, his brother, his little brother, innocent brother, shot and killed in Chicago. I mean, when I talk to him, my heart aches for him. Such a good guy. But all the other families, we scroll names. You've never heard these names before. Why is that? Why is it we only hear it when Democrats, they think they can score cheap political points? Well, that's the answer's right there. It's that simple. This is what we discovered. Now, they want more gun control laws. Well, you're going to like what I found out here, but this is courtesy of Breitbart. And I thought Democrats wanted to crack down on guns, right? Well, let's go to the swamp in Washington, D.C., run entirely by Democrats. 67% of people arrested for illegal gun possession in our nation's capital do not get prosecuted. Now, it gets worse. The guy making that decision not to prosecute all these illegal gun owners is U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, some guy named Matthew Graves. Matthew Graves was appointed by Joey Biden, who when he wasn't, I'm not joking. It's true. It's true. 100%. 100% true. I'm not joking. Come on, man. Come on. Anyway, it's getting better, right? Slowly getting better. I'm getting there. Anyway, so the guy making the decision, appointed by Joe Biden. And by the way, when he wasn't joking about ice cream and joking about being Jill's husband, spent most of Monday and Tuesday blaming Republicans for all the guns pouring into cities like Washington, D.C., which reminds me, when are gun-controlled Democrats like Biden going to start demanding that gun criminals like, zero experience Hunter, lying on a gun application, lied on his firearms application, when is he going to get prosecuted? That's right. His name isn't Trump. If his name was Trump, he'd get prosecuted. Anyway, Breitbart pointing out crime has spiked in D.C. in recent months after the Biden-appointed U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia refused to prosecute 67% of those arrested who would have been put on trial in D.C. Superior Court, according to 2022 district statistics. Among those Graves declined to prosecute were some 52% of all felony arrests, along with 72% of all misdemeanor arrests, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office annual statistical report. Graves nominated by Joe Biden and confirmed. Oh, interesting. Admitted to the Washington Post, the lack of prosecutions has mostly applied to those arrests for gun possession, drug possession, burglaries. Overall crime has soared across the D.C. 22% since 2022. D.C. crime statistics from Wednesday show sex abuse up 110%. Homicides up a whopping 19%. Property crimes up 27%. Motor vehicle theft has soared 108%. Wow. They're doing a good job over there, aren't they, in terms of gun safety and gun security. Such hypocrisy. It's unreal. What else do I have for you here? By the way, you know, I'm not the biggest, like, Hollywood star guy fan. You know, I like Gladiator. I love Braveheart. I like Mel Gibson, you know. There's some people. You know what I like a lot? Denzel Washington. I like all of his movies. He seems like a great guy.
Mark Wahlberg.
I was going to tell. That was my next name. Mark Wahlberg.
I like him.
Says leaving Hollywood for Vegas gave his children a chance to thrive. Good for him. He's 51. I met him once at, remember I used to take my son to the Super Bowl
thing. Yeah. I remember that.
Couldn't have been nicer. He didn't give a rip about my politics. He didn't care.
He probably does care, but he's just being quiet.
No, we just had a nice, normal conversation. Like, how are you? I like your work. I admire what you do. That was it. He's a good, great actor, not a good actor. And I'd say the same thing to any of the other names I mentioned. Anyway, he says it's giving his kids a chance to thrive. The last movie he did, I watched Father Stew. I liked it. It was the best of both worlds. I know a lot of people when they think Vegas, the strip, but just about 20 minutes away, there's a whole other amazing areas that are all about family and community, he said. Now he shares daughters Ella and Grace, 19 and 13, respectively, sons Michael and Brendan, 17 and 14, with his wife. And anyway, they listed their lavish Beverly Hills estate for $87.5 million, later purchased a home in the exclusive enclave of the Summit Club just outside Vegas. Good for him. I hope he's happy. I wish him all the best. By the way, have many of you heard about the train derailment? Oh, I know Joe's probably on his way to East Palestine, Ohio, any minute now. But while he's there, he might want to stop off in Minnesota, a little town outside of Minneapolis. They've all been ordered to evacuate. That happened this morning after a train carrying a form of ethanol and a corn syrup liquid, whatever that means, derailed and caught fire. Now, Railway told Fox Business that its train came off the tracks near Raymond around 1 a.m. local time. No injuries reported. Fire departments from Raymond and numerous area fire departments responded as several of the derailed tankers started on fire and were determined to be carrying a form of ethanol and others with a corn syrup liquid. Anyway, I'm sure Pothole Pete's going to be probably there, right? I'm guessing.
As we keep an eye on the breaking news coming out of Minnesota, as you know, visiting the site from Ohio, right, was a subject of consternation. Do you plan to visit Minnesota?
Right now, I am not going to get in the way of investigators or local officials.
Oh, I'm not going to get in the way of local officials. I don't want to get in the way. Okay. Donald Trump went there first, not Joe Biden. And then Pete even beat Pothole Pete Buttigieg, star possible presidential material one day. God help this country.
Kamala went to Ghana.
And but Biden, she hasn't gone to the real border yet. She made a trip, but she didn't go where that action.
She was in the vicinity,
action.
You know?
In the vicinity doesn't mean that...
About 4 hours away, you know?
I don't talk a lot about ratings. CNN's ratings are at a 30-year low. Well, I think they're trying to hire Gail King. She does, the CBS morning show?
Maybe CNN, in Don Lemon's words, is past its prime.
I don't know. Could be. Joy Behar. You know, give me a moment. I'm a little tired today.
That one's a toss-up. You can use it.
Toss-up. Joy Behar said the quiet part out loud. Trump needs to get the GOP nomination over DeSantis because then Democrats will win. Well, if they want that, then why are they trying so hard to get him arrested? Not sure. Anyway, you know, it's look at the reaction to Tennessee. There's an article in the Free Beacon, you know, the nine worst media reactions to the shooting. The first one is conservative sees NBC News. And they talk about one of the examples cited new transgender target school. And the hours after the shooting at the school, some conservatives rushed to blame the massacre on the suspect's gender identity, connecting the tragedy to the National Crusade of Transgender Rights. Their headline, of course, transgender targets Christian school in the New York Post. More blood's going to be shed. NBC News publishing another headline. Fear pervades Tennessee's trans community amid focus on Nashville shooter's gender identity, which implied the Nashville police had caused people to fear for their safety. I mean, I could just go on. And then attacking people's faith, which was out of bounds. I thought we were not allowed to do that anymore. That was on the woke, politically correct, which, by the way, I'll respect. I will address people how they prefer to be addressed. You want me to call you this or that? I will totally respect your wishes. I'm not there to insult people in life. I got, you know, a lot of other things going on. It looks like the shooter, though, in Nashville clearly tried to enter barricaded classrooms. And one of the things the Epoch Times pointed out, that the Covenant School had trained for this moment to come. And apparently that training was pretty intense and actually saved lives. This image of this one little girl, one of the girls that got killed, 9 years old, trying to pull the fire alarm. Ugh. Does that not break your heart? That would crush me as a parent. I can't
imagine. I'm having a really hard time with it, which is why I'm not talking about it.
No, I noticed. I know other people are too. I know a lot of people.
I mean, our older kids had two lockdowns last year for active shooters in the high school. You know,
yeah.
And the youngest was asking me just yesterday, he's like, why do people want to kill little kids?
Scary.
And what's
scary.
Interesting is that they keep blaming the guns. And obviously, they don't want to talk about the real answers, the statistical analysis of the fact of how much crime is committed with illegal guns. I'm like, people who want to kill people and want to do things that are illegal really don't care about the firearms application or the legality of using firearms or gun safety.
Yeah.
It's actually super infuriating. I'm like, just stop.
By the way, 5 million, according to FoxNews.com, is too little. Activists are telling California their reparations committee to aim higher than $5 million per black resident in the state of California. Now, where they're going to get that money from, I don't know. But apparently they're moving forward with this. New York imposes the most burdensome taxes on residents of all the country's 50 states. You know what Lee Zeldin posted the other day? It was a hockey game in Florida. I guess he was attending, or maybe he just saw the article on Twitter or a picture on Twitter. And it's like, it was home ice advantage. Everybody had on a New York Rangers jersey in Florida. That's how many New Yorkers have moved down to Florida. I mean, that speaks volumes, doesn't it? I know. I'm with you.
I'm just telling you, man. You know, Florida is calling. It's actually screaming at the top of its lungs.
I already have a place down there. I'm ready to go.
Taxpayers are broke.
Yeah, exactly. House Republicans launch an investigation into Biden's plan to sabotage the U.S. energy industry, and at least got to give him credit. They're fighting back on it. We're going to check in with the head of the, the president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Organization. He's going to join us later in the program today. You know, I haven't even gotten to stuff with Biden. Nearly two-thirds of Americans now say Biden acted either illegally or unethically in the Biden family foreign money scandal. Top Senate Democrat Mark Warner blasting Biden for stonewalling on the classified documents scandal. A day after, you know, 3 9-year-olds massacres, Biden's still making new jokes. That was day two. I'm not talking about the ice cream and I'm Jill's husband joke. One hot mic caught a frail Biden needing instructions how to walk down a ramp. We showed this last night on TV. And now we're going to make a left turn and stand on the blue dot or something to that effect.
Can you imagine if that was Trump?
So Donald Trump on a rainy day is going down with dress shoes on a slick ramp.
Tilted.
With no rail. On a pretty steep decline. And he's walking very gingerly so he doesn't fall. By the way, that's called common sense. I have walked in dress shoes on the streets of New York when it's slushy. Whoa!
And that's it.
That's it. Goodbye.
I mean, Biden's falling going up.
By the way, liberals would love to see me fall flat on my face. They'd enjoy every second.
Just go ice skating. You'll fall.
I used to play ice hockey.
I thought you played street hockey.
No, I played ice hockey.
Forget it. That won't work for you.
But I did tear my meniscus last year, which has been very debilitating, and I refuse to get it operated on. I'm just not doing it. I don't care. I'm fighting hard to rehab it, but I don't think skiing is in my future. Janet Yellen is on the hot seat after IRS agent tried to intimidate Twitter file journalist Matt Taibbi. This is a big deal. I hope people are paying attention to it because that is a huge deal. Number of Americans forced to work a second job has now gone up 13% under Biden. Two-thirds of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Good job, Joey. You're doing great. All right, we got a lot coming up today. We'll check in with our legal team. All right, what's the delay in the Bragg case? We'll get to that. We'll talk about energy dependence and much more straight ahead.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.